Historically, New Year's Eve is a time when Americans take part in some simple rituals, gathering at Times Square, seeing in the New Year with family and friends, or singing Auld Lang Syne. News analyst Daniel Shore says today the turning of the year has a very different and more ominous feel to it.
Bomb-sniffing dogs, police helicopters overhead, agents with radiation meters in the crowd. Times Square revelry under guard is the keynote of a troubled new year that finds a once supremely self-confident superpower coming to terms with its new sense of vulnerability. Life becomes inconvenient. Americans resign themselves to long lines at airports, but airport security doesn't make it. It is almost bizarre that a member of President Bush's Secret Service detail is refused an airplane seat while a man with an improvised bomb in his shoes boards a Miami-bound airliner in Paris. There is a lag in grasping the nature of the threat. The most potent weapon of our enemies, from the bombing of the Marines in Beirut in 1983 to the homeland hijackings of September 11th, has been the fanatic conned into investing his own life. And yet, planning for the screening of checked baggage proceeds on the assumption that a terrorist will not travel on an airplane with his ticking time bomb in the baggage hold. The prospect of more suicide assaults worries American business. In his latest video discourse, Osama bin Laden bragged of having inflicted $1 trillion in damage on the American economy, and he urged his young adherents to strike again at the key pillars of the U.S. economy. Last week, a series of economic indicators suggested that America may be emerging from recession. But the Washington Post said that high on the list of risks is another terrorist attack that could do renewed damage to fragile consumer and business confidence. It begins to dawn that the siege of America by enemies, crafty as well as fanatical, may last into and past the year 2002. And that, along with memories of September 11th, seems to dictate more looking tonight to Auld Lang Syne than to a troubled and uncertain future. This is Daniel Shore.